Yeah, I mean, I think it's both defenses, I think, had regrettable tackling performances. You ask our guys, they'll agree, and it's certainly been the kind of their mantra this week down there. So two prideful groups, you'd expect a bounce back in that area. Well, some of it depends on how the game plays out. So some of it's out of our control based on what personnel they have on the field. So, but I certainly expect he's had a good week. I know it's important to him, and it's I'd be surprised if he doesn't bounce back. Yeah, that's the type of injury, and when you've built up a bank of reps and you feel a guy might be able to contribute for you, that's why we listed him that way. That there's still a chance based on how their rehab's going, and they're getting better every day. So it'll be right up to game time. I've seen it. So to me, it depends. A lot of time, it depends on the player that we've done it, and a guy's played, and you're just like he's a guy that needs practice. And I've seen guys that for a large part of a season would do nothing but walk through and go out there and play at a high level. So it's a situation where you'd prefer not to do it. You want guys to, but I don't have a hard and fast rule. Doesn't practice, then he can't go. Because I've seen it work, but I think a lot of it's per individual case. Well, I think Atlanta was able to keep them on their heels. They ran the ball well, and I think that the scheme was smart. They got the ball out quick, and when they had to block it up and take shots down the field, that they did a good job, and they kept themselves out of bad down and distances, which I think is a key for any offense. We're hopeful. I mean, it's not that easy, but it's that the run stuff takes some time, but we are hopeful that's going to be our MO moving forward. I think so. I think they're both looking forward to it. Just a little bit more of a hop in their step, and I know they've had a good week of preparation, and they needed to, especially in the pass protection part of it. Any Ryan coach defense is going to test your protection rules, and the backs are a big part of it. Yeah, I mean, I just think that the kind of the slashing style of our backs, I think, can lead to that. I mean, you always want a guy that can extend a play, but also know when to go down and instead of taking unnecessary shots. Yeah, if Jordan can't go, Robinson will be up. That we do have some roles for him on teams if need be. That Tabes kind of had to work more than the normal number of guys this week, just kind of not knowing, is Ming going to be up? Will Robinson be up over Jordan? So that we have enough guys that had gotten some reps that Tabes knows he's got a lot of different directions he could go. I think they've stepped it up. I just think it's something that that Tabes is very competitive, and I think that our performance really really bothered him, and I know that's I'll be surprised if that group doesn't have a solid performance. I agree, because as we talked about before, I think only so much can come from a coach, and I think when he's getting it from I think I saw somewhere it was getting tough love from the other guys. I think that's important when you build a system where guys, it's important to them because they don't want to let down the guy sitting in the chair next to them, as opposed to just the typical player coach relationship. I think that you're headed the right direction when you have the players holding each other accountable. Yeah, if Ming goes down, he will have to play more. I thought he played well. I thought he did some good things. I thought he flashed some of the Jabal Sheard that we saw last year, and I think he'll only get better as we keep playing. He gets more comfortable in the system. No question, we all are, and we've talked about it in the team meeting. But to get out there and in front of the dog pound is important to us. But we also know that we don't need that the crowd's enthusiasm to be false. We need to give them reasons to be positive, that if we want the crowd to really make it tough on an opponent, that we need to play well, and that's important to us, because I think we have the type of fan here that we can create a true home field advantage, but that's our responsibility. Well, I think it's still there from a philosophical standpoint. It's deeply rooted in their dad and Buddy. I mean, it's an attack style mentality. That there's no read and react in their vocabulary, that they want everything to be built off of pressure or the threat of pressure. But from a schematic standpoint, Rex, his formative time in the NFL early on was with Marvin Lewis when the Ravens won the Super Bowl back part of that 2000 defense. And then under Mike Nolan, developed some more. And then when Rex became the coordinator in 2005, that that we built kind of based on a bunch of different places where he'd been, just kind of built that core system that way, where I think Rob's roots are very different. It started with Buddy, obviously, but then he was at other places with other people. I think a big part of his influence was New England when he was there. He has a couple rings from being up there in the early 2000s, and it was Mangini and Romeo and obviously Belichick. So I think that's more of the influence that lies with Rob. Obviously similar physically, but just it doesn't end there. That the core of their being is all about defensive football and how to attack an offense, and then more importantly too is how to relate to players. You could see that it's very genuine how their players feel about them, and that's something that I think is important. That it came from Buddy. I don't know if it originated from Buddy, but as I've said it before, is players don't care what you know till they know that you care, and that's very true with both. With both Ryans, and I think that's important that they more than anybody realize that this is a people business, and that's one of the reasons why, one of the main reasons that those two have had such success over such a long period of time.